for today. I am grateful for every opportunity that we have to come together and to spend time in the Word and also in prayer. We've been doing this now, actually going on 4 years. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. It was the pandemic that started this, and we continued on, and Pierce Insurance has seen the importance of having the word of inspiration and prayer, and I am honored to be one of those who do share on a weekly basis. So once again, I am thankful that we're here together, and we're going to get right into the word on today. But before we do that, I want to pray over the word of inspiration. Father, as always, we thank you and we welcome you into our space and in our time on this afternoon. We thank you for this ministry moment. We thank you for the lives that will be encouraged on today because of your word. I pray for those who are connected on today and those who will connect at a later time will hear you when I speak and that they will rejoice in the words that you have given me. Father, I pray that you will be glorified. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. This afternoon's word of inspiration is entitled, God Is. God Is. And the scripture I'm going to use on today is found in Psalms 46. Psalm 46 and just one verse of scripture, and that is verse 1. Again, that is Psalm 46 and 1, and it says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. I'm going to read that again. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And one of the many things I love about God is that God is always there to address all of our concerns. I don't know what things you love about God, but there are so many things that I love about him. I love about God is that he loves me. What I love about God is that he's been my provider. He's been my keeper. He's been my protector. He is my creator. There's so much that I can say that I love about God. But as I stated, one of the many things I love about him is that God is always there to address all of our concerns. And today, what I want to do is share with you that the beautiful thing about God is that God sees all and he knows all. He sees you when you're happy. He sees you when you're going through things or when you're down. He sees you when life is just wonderful. He sees you when life is throwing you curveball after curveball after curveball. He sees you when you are disappointed. And he sees you when you are uplifted, when you are happy, when you are excited. The bottom line is that God sees you. And not only that he sees you, but God is concerned about you. He is concerned about each and every one of us. And this afternoon, I just want to remind you of Psalms 46 and 1, where the scripture tells us that God is our ever-present help in times of need. He is our ever-present help in times of need. He is the one you can run to and ask for help anytime, any day, anywhere that you might be. And that's the beauty of God. So whatever it is that you're going through, no matter what the hour may be, no matter where you are, you can go to him because he is ever-present. And you can even go to him for any purpose, whatever your purpose is. And one of the beautiful things about our God is that he won't just help you in your trouble, but I am a living witness that he will help you with yourself if you need it. If you are in need of God's help, the Bible gives us many scriptures that encourages us to come to him in times of need. And one of the many scriptures is the one that I read, Psalms 46 and 1. Again, it says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And what I want you to do today is just to make this scripture personal. And the way that you can make it personal is by saying, God is my refuge and strength, my ever-present help in trouble. God is my refuge and strength. Make it personal in my ever-present help in trouble. He's your refuge. In other words, God is your safe place. A lot of times we depend upon other people to be our safe place, or we try to find a safe place, but the best safe place is God. God is your safe place. God is our protector. He is your protector. He is your protection. And not only is he your refuge, but the scripture says that he is your strength. It says, my God is my refuge and strength. So when you are weak, his strength is made perfect. That's Bible. His strength is made perfect in our weakness, and he is ever present. And that's another beautiful thing. No, we can't go or get away from God. God is ever present. So whatever we are dealing with, guess what? God is ever present. He's right there. He's just asking us to tap in and just to reach out to him. Psalm 46:1 reminds us that God is our strength, and we who are God's people can receive, experience, and apply God's strength to face our enemies. And what I want to do is clarify what I just said, to clarify the statement about face our enemies. Your enemies may not only be people, but understand, I believe your enemies can also be your worries. A lot of us, a lot of people have worries and it consumes us. But what am I saying? Let God be your refuge and strength over your worries. What worries do you have right now? Let God be your strength and your refuge. What concerns do you have right now? Let God be your refuge and strength over your concern. Your enemies may be your fear of something. Let God be your strength and refuge over your fears. What are you fearful of? Who are you fearful of? Let God be your refuge and strength over your fears. And let God be your refuge and strength over your discouragement and oppositions. God will give you the strength to accomplish the work he gives you as you face the enemies. He will give you. So whatever these enemies may be, it may not, as I said, be people, but it could be your fears, it can be your worries, it can be your discouragement, it can be opposition. Let God be your strength on today. Remember Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And remember to make it personal like we did in the beginning. God is my refuge and my strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And not only that, but I want to encourage you to meditate on this scripture to get the encouragement that you may need to stay positive and hopeful and rely on God for help. Whatever it is that you need help with, rely on him and remind yourself that God is my refuge. God is my strength. He is my ever-present help in whatever trouble I am dealing with. You are being thought of every day by God, who hears all, who sees all, and he loves each and every one of us. So whatever concerns you may have, make sure you share it with the Lord before you share it with others. Let me rewind and say that again, because I have to remind myself that oftentimes, because we're more comfortable, it seems like, to sharing our concerns or our worries and our fears with other people. But God told us to what? Cast our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares. So I want to encourage everyone, whatever concerns you may have, make sure you share it with the Father before you share it with others. He is a very present help in trouble. He is the one that will provide. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the one that can lead you and guide you into all truth. He is the one that will never leave you nor forsake you. He is the one that, excuse me, that will always lead you right. Man may try to lead you right, but sometimes they lead us wrong. But if you go to God, go to God first concerning whatever concerns you may have, and trust that he will do all things, because what does he do? He does all things well. This is the word of God for today, for you, that God will be your present help in the time of trouble. God will be ever present for you. God will be your refuge. God is your strength, and God is a present help in time of trouble. Let us at this time transition into prayer. It is my prayer that this word of inspiration was a blessing to someone. It has blessed you, and also to remind you of Psalms 46:1. And that when you are going through, just open up the word and find Psalms 46:1 and remind yourself of God's promise that he is your refuge and that he is your strength. Let us go into prayer at this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we give you praise and we honor you when we call on your name. We know that when we call on your name, things happen. When we call on your name, changes take place. When we call on your name, God, healing is manifested. When we call on your name, deliverance take place. When we call on your name, God, we know that there is power in your name. So we call on you because we understand of who you are. God, you are gracious. God, you've been good to us. You've been so kind to us. And today, God, we just want to say thank you. God, even as we end this week with this, we want to end it with thanksgiving on our lips and in our hearts. We want to let you know how much we appreciate you, how much we honor you, how much we love you, how much we adore you, how much we thank you, oh God, for keeping us yet another week and allowing us to come together yet again, oh God, for a time of inspiration and prayer. We want to thank you, oh God, for protecting us and for shielding us for all types of hurt, harm, and danger. We want to thank you for keeping our minds, God. Some of us may have dealt with challenging things this week, but God, yet you kept our mind, God. We want to thank you for keeping our bodies. Some of us have had afflictions in our body, but God, you have healed us, or you're healing us. And God, we want to say thank you. Father, we want to give you praise, and because we realize that you are the true and the living God. And Father, even we know that your word says that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God, but we know that you are God and that you are the true and that you are the living God, and there is no one like you. So God, we open up our mouths on today and we just say thank you. I open up my mouth, God, and I say thank you. Thank you for your love and for your kindness and for your grace and for your mercies. God, thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, meaning our peace. Thank you for being our peace, God, that peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for being Jehovah Rohi, which means, God, you are our Lord, our shepherd. God, we say thank you for being our shepherd, God, because you lead us and you guide us into all truth and you correct us, oh God, and you make sure we go the right path. Oh God, we say thank you. Thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, God, the Lord, our banner. We thank you for our protection. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. God, you continue to touch our bodies day in and day out, God, and we say thank you. You keep things from us, and God, we say thank you. You keep hurt, harm, and danger from us, and we say thank you. You keep certain diseases from us, and we say thank you. You kept it, and God, we say thank you. And God, for those who are dealing with diseases right now, God, we call on you, Jehovah, God, Rapha, the healer. We ask, oh God, that you manifest your healing virtue upon the bodies, God. God, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you for making ways out of no way, God. We thank you for opening the doors that you have opened, oh God, for us individually and also as a business, God. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, for opening up doors and making ways, oh God, and making provisions. And God, we say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for the provisions, oh God, that you've already made that we might not even seen yet. But God, we thank you in advance. We give you praise. We thank you, oh God, for being El Shaddai,
High, the God Almighty. God, you are the true and the living God. And this afternoon, God, we praise you and we worship you. And we honor you and we love on you. Why? Because you are so faithful towards us, even when we don't deserve your grace, even when we don't deserve your mercy, God, you give it to us day after day after day. And God, we don't want to take that for granted. So today we say thank you, for it is of your mercy, God, that we have not been consumed, for your compassion. They are new every morning, and you are faithful towards us. And today we opened up our eyes, oh God, and we saw new mercies, God. Today we were open up, we were able to open up our mouths and speak, and we saw new mercies, God. We were able to feel, and so we saw new mercies. We're able to talk, to touch, oh God, to see. God, these are new mercies. And we thank you, faithful, for your consistency in our lives. And we honor you on today. And if there's anything that we have done, oh God, that you are not pleased with, we ask that you forgive us, that you create within us, oh God, a clean heart, that you purify us, God. Reveal what it is that we need to get right before you, oh God, and not just before you, but even with someone else, God. If there's any animosity, if there's any bad feelings, oh God, help us to get it right with that individual or individuals, God. Forgive us, oh God. Give us a heart, God, that you want us to have, a heart of love and compassion. This is our prayer on today. And we want to thank you, God, for your promises, because your promises reminds us, oh God, that you are Jehovah, that you are whatever we need you to be, that you are our provider. You promise, oh God, that we are heirs and joint heirs with you, oh God. We have promised us, oh God, that you will be our protector, because your word says that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And that every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn, God. Not us, but you, God. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is me, saith the Lord. God, this is your word. We thank you. We thank you for your promises. Just like you promised Abraham, thank you, Father, that you will provide a lamb, and he stood on your promises. He waited on your promises. He walked in faith, and because of his faith in your promise in him, oh God, it came to pass. So Father, there are some things you've promised each and every one of us on this call today, and it is my prayer that our faith in what you promise, whether it is in the word of God or even whether it was a promise that you spoke to us individual, oh God, that we will remain strong, oh God, and believe in your promises and wait on your promises, not try to help you to fulfill your promise, but to wait on you, oh God. It is my prayer that our faith, God, will be activated. Yes, God, that our faith will be activated, that our faith will be strong enough to know that if you, God, said it, then that settles it. God, if you promise, oh God, a certain business or venture to take forth, oh God, then it settles it, God. If you said that you were going to supply, God, then that settles it. If you said that you were going to heal, then that settles it. God, may our faith be strong enough to believe in your promise and to trust your promise, for your promise are yea, and we say amen, because your word tells us that you are a God that would not lie. So Father, we thank you. Your promise reminds us even what Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Your promise reminds us that your grace is sufficient for us and that your power is made perfect in our weakness, God. So we say thank you. We're standing on your promises on today, and we thank you. We look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look unto you, O God, our shepherd, the one who leads us and the one that guides us. And we shall not want. Why? Because you provide and you make ways for us. So, Father, we will study your promises, and we will allow them to be engraved in the tablets of our hearts so that we can be obedient to your word. So, God, we thank you for everyone who was on this line. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in their lives. We thank you, oh God, for transformation. We thank you for lifting them up. We thank you for encouraging them. We thank you for your promises, and we thank you for reminding them that you are their peace, that you are their strength, that you are their comfort. And Father, as always, we ask right now that you will touch Pierce Insurance and that you will continue, oh God, to show them favor that you have shown them year after year after year. We thank you, oh God, for what you already have planned that we don't even know, but God, we say thank you in advance. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for keeping us as a business family. We thank you for the unity. We thank you for oneness. And Father, I pray that where there may be division, oh God, I pray for oneness. Where there may be confusion, I pray for oneness, God. And any of us, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you continue to have your way in our lives and that we can grow together as a company, as a family, God, and that we can put our minds together and figure out what's best for the company, Father. This is my prayer, and that we will be more diligent, oh God, in what you've assigned us to do, oh God, individually and corporately. God, we thank you for what you have assigned us to do. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this time. We thank you for 4 years of doing this, oh God, 4 years of word of inspiration and prayer, 4 years, oh God. And we say thank you because many may have started, but God, you saw fit to allow us to continue to do this. And as a result, God, there have been those who have been blessed by it. And so God, we say thank you and we give you the glory. It's in the strong name of Jesus that we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.